Picture this. Two people sitting in a pew at Mass. I know it's really difficult to think about this, but follow me. They hear the same readings. They hear the same gospel, the same homily. One of them walks out of this church completely on fire and does something bold and radical, tells somebody at the grocery store about Jesus Christ. I just saw Jesus at Mass. Or somebody picks up a phone and reconciles a broken relationship. They're just like on fire, they're unstoppable. The other person can't seem to recall the readings before they get to Highway 100 and jump on their way home. What's the difference? What's the difference? The same church, the same words, the same message, right? The difference was the soil. The difference was what was going on inside of them when the seed fell down. And this is exactly what God is speaking to us about today. Readings so familiar to us present a beautiful tension. Isaiah speaks about an extraordinary comfort. God's word, he says, is like rain and snow that fall upon us, and they never return empty back to God. So they do something in us. They're meant to change in us something, this snow and rain that falls upon us. And yet in the gospel, Jesus reveals something remarkably and equally true, that even a powerful seed cannot bear fruit if the soil refuses to receive it. Even the most powerful seed, unless the soil receives it, it bears no fruit. So here's the tension. God's grace is lavish, is universal, is never withheld. But whether that grace bears harvest in me, in you, entirely depends on the condition of the soil in which we receive it, the soil in which we present to him. And so Jesus speaks into three obstacles that get in the way. We know these, but it bears repeating. The hardened path, the heart that is made hard by the noise and the distractions of the world and of ourselves. The endless scroll, the pinging notifications, the noise that fills every blank space in our day. We come to Mass, we hear a beautiful reading. Before we reach the parking lot, the seed is entirely just blown away. Didn't even land upon us. Brothers and sisters, the devil does not need to attack our faith directly. He simply needs to distract us from paying attention to the word of God that we receive at Mass. Do we see how simple this is? Ping! And the rocky ground, the heart that receives the faith with emotion but has no deep roots. We might call this a bit of the warm fuzzies, our Christian faith of good feelings, of consolations, of sweeties. Feels great on a retreat, feels wonderful at Christmas Eve, but there's nothing that plants within us this beautiful word, and when it requires sacrifice and suffering, the seed withers and dies. It doesn't take root. There's no depth to the prayer beyond the word received. And then the thorny ground, probably the most dangerous, because it looks so normal. St. Thomas calls these seeds the anxieties of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, so sneaky as they are. Our worries about money, our exhausting schedules, the endless pursuit of comfort prick our conscience and almost suck the life out of us, quietly, slowly, but surely, before we even notice. But here is where the good news breaks through. Physical soil cannot change itself. A rock cannot change its way. It can't just be not rock. It cannot turn into fertile ground, unlike the human heart. The human heart is different. It is human, it is free, it is rational, and it can be transformed. In the church, God in his wisdom gives us tools to till the sacred soil, the sacraments. Firstly, the most especially, the sacrament of reconciliation, brothers and sisters, is the divine plow that breaks up the hardened soil and digs up the buried rocks from hidden years. It is not a punishment, no, it is God's design of how he desires to till the soil of our souls. Almsgiving and fasting rip out the thorns of consumerism and worry. Yes, it's difficult, it's painful to root these out. And silent prayer, even 10 minutes a day with the Word of God, allows the seed to settle and to soak in deeply. It's like that great soaking hose. So when the birds of distraction come, there are no seeds for them to snatch away because they've been firmly planted. This week, it's simple for us. What area of your soil are you invited to till and to cultivate? Perhaps some of you, it's just not getting around to a confession you've been intending to have. Well, schedule that this week. Perhaps some of us, it is being so bold to turn off our phones for part of a day or for a moment, to seek respite, to be alone with the Lord in silence or contemplating his word. And certainly for all of us, we all need to name an anxiety, a thorn of anxiety in our side and surrender to Jesus. Do it today at Mass. Pull the thorn out, give it to the Lord upon this altar. In a few moments upon this altar, the ultimate rain, the ultimate snow will fall down upon us in the form of his real presence of body and blood. Let us make for him hearts ready to receive a rich soil for his grace to finally yield 30, 60, or 100-fold. Amen.